Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey, and today I'm bringing you another episode live from Twitch. So if you want to head over to Twitch and follow me, it's MMMIKEDADDY, Mike Daddy. So follow me over there, and you can come join in on the conversations after the show for our podcast here. Let's see here. We got a couple of things to get to today. Not a lot. Finally, it looks like the Fortnite content updates have been all updated. They didn't give us anything new yesterday or today so far. So it looks like we have all those updates ready to go, which I'm glad about. Hopefully, again, next week, they're going to just give us everything all at once and not spread it out over a couple of days. A little bit of news, if anybody is a Save the World player out there, I guess they were experiencing some matchmaking issues for Save the World players, but that has apparently been resolved. I still haven't even played Save the World, but maybe some of you guys out there have fun playing it. And then let's see here. Oh, real quick, I'll show you what we got in the item shop. If you're watching, if you're just listening, you can hear here. We have a couple of cool new things here in the item shop. We got Venturion, which we've seen before, but we also have Ventura skin. So this is the female version, same style as Venturion. So the Ventura skin looks pretty neat. Again, it's just the female style of the Venturion skin, but she looks pretty cool. So we have that. Then, of course, we have the rest of the Venture set, the Triumph Glider and the Airfoyer Harvesting Tool. We still have the Battle Tier Pass at a discounted rate for 900 V-Bucks. We have the Snorkel Ops skin. We get the, oh, we have the Dab emote. We get a Star Power emote. We get the Spectre Harvesting Tool. And we got the Devastator skin. All right, so that's what we got in the item shop. So again, if you guys are starting to follow me over on Twitch, you could see that all live and see what's in the store today. For now, let's see here. What else do I want to get to? Okay, so actually what I have today, I'm going to bring up my settings here. And this actually, this episode was inspired by our friend. Let's see what his gamer tag is again. A WaveRider368. I'll say Aiden. I won't say your whole name on here. So WaveRider368 inspired this episode. So this is actually something I found a couple of days ago reading through some articles. I want to say I found this on, I wish I could remember exactly. I'm pretty sure I read this article on whatculture.com. And so this is actually something to help out if you are playing on console. I would say this doesn't really help out if you play PC. WaveRider368 will mention it here in the message he sent me. So let's get into it. So again, this is another sensitive issue that we got going on here, and WaveRider368 says this one is for mostly console players, but I guess you could use it in PC, but it's less effective. And I would say if you're playing PC, it's not really effective at all, because you know the mouse and keyboard is so much more accurate that, as I said in a previous episode, I would keep that sensitivity up if you are playing on PC. He says, I don't know if you know this or not, but other than the x-axis and y-axis sensitivities, there are two other ones. One is a soap sensitivity, so if you turn it down lower, it should increase your sniping accuracy. I did this and got 3 snipe eliminations in one game, all moving targets from around 100 to 150 meters. That's pretty awesome. And he says it was an immediate result. The other one was aim sensitivity. Again, lowering it can reduce. I think he meant to say increase here. Again, lowering it can increase your accuracy. When you hold the aim trigger, it slows down and makes it easy to laser people. Actually, if you would have saw my stream a couple of days ago, I played around with this after I read this article. You know, I was using my x-axis and y-axis sensitivity on 7 because you know, I was used to playing on PC and having the sensitivity up and having that be helpful. But after I found that article again, I believe I was reading about it on whatculture.com. But anyway, yeah, I saw that for consoles, and we also heard this recently in a recent update from Fortnite themselves, saying that there was aiming issues with the camera on console. So I read on whatculture.com that if you put the sensitivity down on consoles, that it's actually a lot better because the camera aiming is a lot better if you have the sensitivity down on console, just because of how bad the camera is going at an angle for console players, which was something, again, the Fortnite team said in a recent update that they know that the whenever you are trying to move at an angle, that it's not a good situation for aiming. So we know that to be the case. So I played around with this. You know, I left it at 7 for a little bit, and then I bumped it up to 10 just to see how sensitive that was. You know, I could not control it on 10 all the way up. I know that there's a couple streamers who do play on PS4 or Xbox, and they, you know, they stream from console, and they have their sensitivities all the way up to 10. I don't know how they can control it. I was, like, getting motion sick. But so after that, then I changed it back down to the default settings for the sensitivities, which is 5 for the X-axis, Y-axis, and then 0.65 for both the ADS sensitivity and the scope sensitivity. And then at one point, I bumped it all the way down to 3 for the X-axis and Y-axis, and that was too slow, so I bumped it back up to 4 for both the X-axis and the Y-axis. And then on the ADS sensitivity, I have 0.55, and scope sensitivity, I have 0.55 right now as well. I'm just trying to get used to those, but what I have found is that it is definitely true. If you are playing on console, because of whatever the way they... you know, have the game right now for console, whatever it's going on with the camera, that it's not tracking correctly, again, as the Fortnite team said themselves, that it does actually help a lot to put your sensitivity down. You know, again, I was coming over from playing on PC, where it's so much easier to aim with a mouse. It's just a lot easier. It's so much harder to aim with analog sticks. So after reading that article, I've tested this out, and it's definitely true, guys. If you bump your sensitivity down, even from the default settings at 5, if you bump it down to, again, what I have it on right now is 4, I've noticed a big increase on my accuracy playing the game on my shots. You know, a lot less frustrating moments where, you know, I'm trying to aim at somebody and I just can't get that scope on them when I'm using the analog sticks. So suggestion out there for anybody who might want to try this, bump that sensitivity down if you're playing on console. Or, you know, this is just a player preference thing, of course. If you're already used to playing with a higher sensitivity, then don't go and change it. If you're already doing good and you already use a high sensitivity, then go ahead and keep it. But if you have a higher sensitivity, or even just the default sensitivity, and you've been struggling, try bumping it down and see if that works for you. It might help you out a little bit. Again, you know, some people might already have high sensitivity and that works out for them. Again, I know of a couple different streamers who have shown their settings, who play on console, you know, who are some of the bigger name players, like the one I can think of right now is Ghost Ninja over on YouTube, and he plays with like a 10-10 sensitivity. You know, if it's something that you've been playing with a lot and you're used to it, then good. But again, this is for anybody who's struggling right now, especially on console. Again, this doesn't really pertain to PC players at all, I don't think. I did better with the higher sensitivity playing on PC just because the keyboard and mouse is a lot more easier to aim and more responsive than analog sticks. But yeah, guys, that's all I have for you today. Again, I'm hoping you guys are enjoying the live shows over on Twitch. I'm going to try to do this a few times and can see if it's something that people continue to like. What else do I got going on here? No new iTunes reviews today, so nothing to read there. But thank you for all the love you guys are giving. I'm getting a few more 5-star ratings, but not leaving those written reviews. So please leave those written reviews as well. It does help out the show, and I will give you a shout out on the podcast and read it out if you actually leave a written review as well. Make sure, again, yeah, you're following me on Twitch. Follow me on Twitter as well. And, you know, all those links are in the show notes. So yeah, check me out there again, guys. Thank you for tuning into the show. The show is continuing to grow. We're still number one in the games and hobby list. We're still in the top podcast list for the Anchor app. So yeah, use that call-in feature as well. You know, you can also send me messages like WaveRider368 did, and you know, you might get them using the show. I can't guarantee it because I'm starting to get a lot of messages. I'm starting to add a lot of friends as well on PS4 and the Epic Games account. Again, that's Magnificant Mikey on both places for PS4 and my Epic Games account. So you can add me friends, and I might get a chance to play with you. Just yesterday, I got over 10 friend requests. I accepted them all. I know some people have sent me their usernames to add them. I've tried to get to them all. I don't know if I have gotten them all. But again, in the show notes, my username is in there. So it's a lot easier if you add me rather than trying to find everybody who's asking me to add them. Just because there's a lot more of you than there is me. So it's easier to just go in and accept them than rather me trying to search through all my messages and timelines of people that want me to add them. So please go add me, and I will definitely accept your request. Let's see here. Yeah, guys, that's it for today's show. Another sensitive issue, of course. Let me know what works for you. You know, use that call-in feature. Write me on Twitter, or, you know, join me in the chat on Twitch and let me know what kind of sensitivity works for you. Do you use lower sensitivity? Have you gotten used to the higher sensitivity and that works out for you? It's different for everybody. So, yeah, just come join in and let us know. Alrighty, guys, until tomorrow, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.